Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
On the line, we've got Fran Collins, the CEO of Red Funnel. Good afternoon, Fran.
Good afternoon, Calvin. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, what we're going to talk about today is the recent takeover of Red Funnel. Can you tell us what's going on there, please?
Yes, of course. And if I can start off to say that it's not actually a takeover, that sounds very hostile. This was something we announced back in September. We announced that a firm called Newell Partners had agreed to buy Red Funnel from the previous owners. And it's something you'll recall we came to talk to you about previously around our plans for investing in the business, for making sure that we could fund new vessels to replace the vehicle ferry fleet. So this process started a couple of years ago now. And as we went through this process to raise investment, we realised it was actually going to be better to have new owners. And the last sort of 18 months has been working towards that. So now that we're working in partnership with Newell Partners as our new owners, and we're delighted that on Monday we announced that the process of their acquisition has been completed.
That's fascinating. Sorry, it's Maggie here, Fran. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. That actually sounds very good, doesn't it? Very positive.
It's really super news. And I think the main reason for that, and, you know, there's always been a lot out in the media about the amount of debt that the company holds and the balance sheet, and the commitment that Nord has made and is already undergoing is the process of taking the debt down for the company to around 25% its previous level. So in a way, if you like, it's so that the company's mortgage has been significantly reduced.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
So how is that going to manifest itself in terms of services and vessels then, Fran?
So for the moment, what we are with business as usual. What we need to do, obviously, is to look at how we make the fleet more modern, and that's new tonnage that will be coming in due course. But for the moment, as I say, it's business as usual. It's a question of us making sure that we're as reliable as possible. And you've seen the investment that we've already made this year. We've had 99% reliability against the originally published timetable. So nothing in here with the numbers. This is genuine 99% reliability for the red jets and the vehicle ferries. And then we're also looking at making sure we've got a fair and transparent pricing structure. You know, your listeners will be aware that we have the big book of savings. But what is coming out, I think, through feedback is that it's still not very transparent. We've got a lot of crossings that people can access. I think islanders can access over 100 crossings at less than £50 over 2025 already for a car and up to seven. And people don't get that. We're not making ourselves clear enough. So we're going to do a pricing review on that to make sure it's clearer and make sure we're offering the right products for what people want.
That's excellent, isn't it? I think people will appreciate that because often there's criticism, I think, as you say, for being not clear of what's available.
Yeah, exactly that. And I think that investment into making sure as well we offer a first-class service is really important. We always get amazing feedback from my colleagues, our staff, on the vessels and on the front line. But we know that we've had a difficult couple of years and we know that trust takes time to come back. So I think over the next sort of 6 to 12 months and onwards, we're really keen to demonstrate that we're doing the right thing for the island, that we work with the island to produce the products that the island needs and that our customers want, and that the trust will come back into the business.
So I know there's a couple of things we know definitely are going on. There's the revamp of the East Cowes terminal and the new electric fast vessels.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we are delighted that we've got planning approval coming through for the East Cowes terminal redevelopment. And as you're aware, that's a major piece of work. We started this a long time ago, well before I joined Red Funnel. We have planning permission for a previous scheme, but what we wanted to do was to ensure that, taking again feedback from particularly the residents of East Cowes around the traffic handling, that we'd reviewed that design. And in doing the review of the design, looking at the new tonnage as well, the new vessels that we're bringing in, so we wanted to resubmit that, and that's, as you know and alluded to, that's been approved now. And then with the Artemis electric ferry, that program is going really well. I understand that the hulls are actually on another ship being shipped to Belfast, ready for fit out. So we'll have that vessel with us for testing in the summer.
Well, that's great news. And those vehicles will, of course, produce less pollution, won't they?
Exactly. I mean, particularly the Artemis, that's a fully electric e-foiling vessel. One of the things we would love to do is to build our new vehicle ferries as fully electric. But unfortunately, we just don't have the electricity supply into Southampton to be able to do that. And actually, the Southampton MP, Darren Paffy, has recently written to government to ask them to consider that Southampton and improving the electrification is a big priority, which, of course, we're really supportive of.
Yes, I think so. I mean, it is an issue. It's all very well saying you can have electric vehicles or electric ships and other things, but you do need the power supply to start with.
Yeah, indeed. And I think, you know, people are moving now more and more to electric cars, to electric heat pumps. I think we're going to see across the nation that the demand for electricity is going to go up. And unfortunately, a lot of the infrastructure, you know, the physical cabling is still quite old.
I think it probably is. It's probably put in with the arc, I think. But yes, all these improvements sound really, really positive, as I said before.
And so we're going to see the first ones very soon then, are we, by the sound of it?
So the first new vessel to join the fleet will be the Artemis vessel, which will be down with us for testing over the summer. And then what we're doing at the moment with the plans for the replacement vehicle ferries, we put together we call it an outline scope. It's actually really detailed. It's about 400 pages worth of outline scoping, which goes into everything from the design, the even down to the pipework. But we did that 2 years ago. So what we're doing at the moment is reviewing that again, and looking at the options that are available, making sure that that is what the island really needs, and that those assets will then be suitable and fit for purpose for the next 30 years. And then we'll be moving out to go to a tender process. And it takes about a year to do the tender and the detailed design.
Wow.
With the yard. And then it takes around 2 years to do the build and the testing. So unfortunately, the first new ship won't be with us before 2029, realistically, given that we're nearly in 2026. But in the meantime, we also have the plan that you've already seen starting to come through, with making sure that the current vessels are really as fit for purpose as they can be.
Yes, I mean, you can only patch up an old vessel for so much, but clearly a bit of maintenance and a bit of investment in the existing fleet won't go amiss.
Yes, thank you, Kevin, on that. We started that programme last year, so you'll be aware that, you know, I think March 2024 was a really difficult couple of weeks for us, where we had some outages with both the Red Jet fleet and with the vehicle ferries. So what we did was we've spent a lot of money with the Red Jets, again, to make sure they've been reliable, and they're running at over 99% reliability for the last 12 months. And then with the vehicle ferries, we put two of them, we call it a 24,000-hour service. It's, you know, like the major service in your car. So we did that with two of them last year, and we've seen that paying back through this year. And then we've got one more to go. So Red Eagle will have her 24,000-hour service in the spring next year. And we're investing heavily in the maintenance. We all travel. We all commute. I use our services. I use the train. There is nothing more frustrating for people than when the service doesn't go or doesn't get there when you expect it to. We know reliability is that real fundamental piece of the service, and that's what we're focused on.
Yes, I think if you can smooth out any of the lumps and bumps and reliability in terms of your ships, you're always going to be at the mercy of the weather at some point, aren't you?
Indeed, and sometimes things will happen, and we know earlier this week we had unfortunately, Red Jet 6 came out of her dry dock period. And then we had the failure of a generator, I think, 2 days later, which meant she came out for 6 crossings. Those things are really frustrating for everybody across the team, but we know that the most frustrating of all for the customers who depend on the service. So it's a very detailed process now. Now we've got the ship back into service. It's what are our lessons learned and how can we make sure that doesn't happen again?
Excellent. Well, we look forward to you continuing to serve the island properly. And I'm pleased to hear that it's always going to be called Red Funnel.
Yep, no changes to that. We're still Red Funnel. We've been Red Funnel for nearly 165 years and we intend to be around for another 165 years.
Great.
Well, thank you very much, Fran, and we'll talk to you again soon, no doubt in the new year. In the meantime, wish you and your team a great Christmas, please, and a happy new year.
Thank you very much, and to you too, and to your listeners.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.